I will love them no more.
So can you really say, even looking at these two scriptures we already read,
that God
loves everybody?
No, he
doesn't. Yeah, because that statement,
God
loves all people, is in contradiction with God's word. And Christians shouldn't be going around saying that God loves everybody. And then all think, oh, but what about, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, and
what Christians believe in,
should
not
perish,
but have
lasting life. Now, this verse is true, and it just shows you that at one point, God had a general love for humanity. And it's true in the sense that God's love extends to every single human being. Yet, they can reach a point where God loves them no more. So, for most people, God does not stop loving them till they die.
بعضی از مردم، اکثر مردم دنیا تا روز مرگشون عشق محبت از دست خداوند رو از دست نمیدن. لحظه آخر موقعیتشو دارن.
But let me ask you a question.
اما یه سوال دارم.
What happens if somebody dies?
اما اگه یه نفر بمیره؟
They either go to one of two places, heaven or hell.
اون لحظه که مرد چی میشه؟ یا میره بهش یا میره جهنم.
Is it an act of love to send somebody to hell?
محبت خداوند که یه نفر به جهنم بفرسته؟
I love you so much, so I'll come and
give
fire and brimstone forever and ever. That's not an act of love. No, obviously not. It actually shows the opposite attitude towards the person. People that are in hell at this moment, for them holds that God loves them no more. They are an abomination to God. Were these people once loved by God? Yes. But at a certain point, God loved them no more. And for most people, that point comes if they die in their sin. And of course, we all have sinned. But then there is the good news.
That
Jesus Christ died for our sins.
But
he took the punishment that we deserve. So we can go free. Yeah, not all people go to heaven. Why was that?
Yeah,
because we must trust in Jesus for our salvation. We must believe in him.
باید به عیسی مسیح ایمان بیاریم که نجات رو به دست بیاریم.
So those dying without having
trusted
on the Lord Jesus for their salvation, they are today in hell and are not loved by God anymore. So at least from the time of death,
از اون لحظه مرگ,
they were not loved by God anymore.
دیگه خداوند اونها رو دوست
نداره. Is the final rejection there.
اون قسمت آخر و خط آخر
زندگی. You only get this life to get saved.
هر کسی این زندگی رو فقط داره تا بتونه نجات پیدا کنه.
But then a lot of people think, but surely, as long as somebody is alive, they would have a chance to be saved.
همه شانس نجات رو خواهند داشت.
And that's the second lie I want to debunk.
و دومین دروغی که میخوام
And again, the easiest way of doing that is just looking at scriptures where we can see people that are clearly doomed, yet they're still physically alive today, running around on this earth. Now, I'll actually give you four examples of that. Go to Revelation 22, and read verses 18 and 19. First week, verse 18, by the way. For I testify unto every man that hear the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
زیرا هر کس که کلام نبوت این کتاب را بشنود شهادت می‌دهم. اگر کسی بر آنها بیفزاید خدا بلایی مکتوب در این کتاب را بر وی خواهد افزود.
So If you're in the business
اگر روش و وظیفت کارت
of taking the word of God
کلام خدا رو برداشتن و بازی کردن باشه
basically adding things to it that are not there and there have been people who have done that God says I will add unto that person the plagues that are written in this book and if you've read the book of Revelation that's not good and it would imply that you will be sent to hell as well. Even though this doesn't specifically say it here. But then read the next verse, verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
و هرگاه کسی از کلام نبوت چیزی کم کند، خدا نصیب او را از کتاب حیات و از شهر مقدس و از چیزهایی که در این کتاب نوشته است برخواهد داشت.
Yeah, God is not okay with tempering the people tempering this word.
با بازی کردن کلام باشه.
And here it says, if you take away from the word of God, if you start stretching things out,
برداری چیزی رو کمش کنی و
if you purposely try to corrupt it,
دست ببرید کلام خدا.
Yeah, so other people don't have the word of God.
که این نفری که کلام خدا به دستش میاد
Also, we know that God protects His word. But then we also know we have many corrupt Bible translations nowadays. Now, the people who are in the business of doing that, God says,
yeah,
I will take away His part out of the book of life. Now, what's the problem with that? Read Revelation 20, 14, and 15. Where it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So if you're not written in the book of life, your end is the lake of fire.
Is hell.
Now people think, oh, but can't a person not be added again? No, they can't. Yeah, a lot of people think that people are added when they get saved. But that's not what you find in the Bible. Yeah, the Bible only talks about people who are being removed from the book of life. Yeah, why is that? Because everybody starts out in the book of life. It is only when they are removed from the book of life that they are
doomed.
And here it says, yeah, even the part where their name was is taken out. This is a final thing. You take away from the word of God. You're doing it when you're alive. But then you seal your faith. Because now for sure you will end up in hell. Yeah? So can everybody always be saved?
آیا همه کس در همه لحظه زندگیش و همه جا قادر نجات پیدا
کنه؟
یکی از نمونه هایی که کسایی که به اون خط میرسن لحظه که کلام خدا بازی
کنه. Let me give you another example.
یه مثال دیگر بده.
Go to Matthew 12.
متی 12.
And these verses 31 and 32.
آیه 30 و 31 و 32.
Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever shall speak against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
از این روی شما را میگویم. هر نوع گناه و کفر از انسان آمرزیده میشود. اما کفر به روح القدس از انسان عفو نخواهد شد. و هر که برخلاف پسر انسان سخنی گوید آمرزیده شود. اما کسی که برخلاف روح القدس گوید در این عالم و در عالم آینده هرگز آمرزیده نخواهد شد.
Now, many Christians have been wondering about the sin of blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
کفر روح القدس چیه؟
Why?
کفر روح القدس چیه که لحظه نمیده؟
Because they are worried
چون همه نگران
that they might have committed this sin
چون همه میترسن این گناه رو
they're worried that they will commit the sin.
که ممکنه که یه زمانی کف بگم کی رو خودش کف.
Why are they so worried?
چرا همه این مادران
نگرانن؟ Because of repercussions.
به خاطر اینکه کسی که کف میگه به روح القدس.
If you commit this specific sin.
به محض اینکه این گناه رو بکنی دیگه بخشیده نمیشی.
Then you're not forgiven in this world.
نه توی دنیا بخشیده میشی.
And the world to come.
نه در دنیای آینده.
What's the problem with that?
مشکل اصلیمون چیه؟
It means that if one a person commits this specific sin,
yeah,
their sin is not forgiven.
گناهش دیگه بخشیده.
So they have to pay for their own sin.
خودش باید مجازات گناه خودش
رو. They are sent to hell.
Yeah,
that's why people freak out about this specific sin. Now, don't worry. Yeah, as a Christian, you cannot commit the sin anyway. Because if that would be possible, it would mean you could lose your salvation. And there are so many verses in the Bible that teach you opposite. And I don't believe you can even commit this sin specifically today. Because it was related to when Jesus was here and things about sin against Jesus. But for the point I'm making, it even doesn't matter what the sin is.
If you could,
what matters is that if this sin is committed, yeah, people who are alive, walking around this earth, would already be doomed to go to hell. And of course, it also automatically means that God loves them no more.
Yeah?
Go to Matthew 23, verse 13.
Here's another one.
Matthew 23, verse 13. And this is Jesus speaking. And listen to what he says to the scribes and the Pharisees who were there. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in.
وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریاکار که در ملکوت آسمان در ملکوت آسمان را به روی مردم می‌بندید زیرا خود داخل آن نمی‌شوید و داخل شوندگان را از دخول مانع می‌شوید.
So Jesus is scolding some of the religious leaders here.
رهبران مذهبی اون زمان
می‌گه. And he's telling them, hey, you are a hindrance for all the people to enter into the kingdom. باعث
شدی که کسایی وارد ملکوت
بشن. Why? Because they're spreading lies.
چون دروغ بین مردم گذاشتی.
But notice what Jesus says to them.
اصلا وارد نمی‌شی.
Yeah. Ye, talking to the Pharisees, ye neither go in yourselves. So Jesus tells them, you're not going to go to the kingdom of heaven. You're going to hell. Now, this is Jesus speaking. This is not open for interpretation like, oh, maybe. No. Jesus makes a statement. Yeah. And he identified, and we will see, that they are part of this group of people that we're talking about. Yeah, but Jesus tells them, I see the kind of people you are, you will never enter. So God does not love everybody. And it is possible for a person to get to a point, while still alive, yet their final destiny is already sealed.
اما ما آیندهش مقصدش
مهرمونش رو همه
نجات نداشته باشه و صد درصد با این که هنوز رو این زمین زندگی میکنه دیگه به بهش کتاب مقدس این رو میگه وجود داره.
Let me give you one more.
یه نمونه دیگه بهتون بدم.
Yeah, this is not an isolated doctrine.
یک اعتقادی نیست که فقط
Revelation 40
کرده باشه. مکاشفه
9 آیه 9 تا 11 and the saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out with mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name.
و فرشته سوم از پی این دو آمده به صدای بلند میگوید اگر کسی وحش و تمثال او را پرستش کند و نشان او را بر پیشانی دست خود بپذیرد او نیز از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است و خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بره به آتش و گوگرد معذب خواهد شد و دود علاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می رود. پس آنان که بخش و تمثال او را پرستش می کنند، هر که نشان اسم او را پذیرند، شبان روز آرامی ندارند.
Of course, we're in the book of Revelation. This is about the end times.
و در زمان آخر و ایام آخر دنیا
صحبت
زمانی می رسد
that people will be pushed towards getting the mark of the beast.
نشان شیطان رو ابلیس رو به دست
می‌کشد. They will have to worship the Antichrist.
اون ضد مسیح رو بپرستن تا اون نمونه رو بگیرن.
And again, no Christian will ever receive that mark. Because the whole purpose of the mark is to root out the Christians and basically persecute them, kill them. And either to get this mark, either they will make a Christian do something they would never ever do, like worshiping an Antichrist.
Or
if they fake it, there might have ways to figure that out, to know that. Yeah, so you will have a lot of people on this earth that will have this mark. Yeah, that will also enable them to buy and sell in that time. But there's a consequence to that. Because it says, whosoever received the mark of his name
or worships the beast,
it says at the end of it, hell. They will have no rest day nor night. They are tormented with fire and brimstone. So again, we have people who are physically alive. Yes, their eternal destiny is set to go to hell.
جهنم میره و از اون روز به بعد دیگه حق انتخاب.
So can you then say
آیا میتونی بگی
that every single person
هر کسی که روی زمینه
can be saved to the latest moment
نجات پیدا کنه در آخرین دمش تا آخرین دمش؟
No, because we just look at four examples where they already doomed themselves before they physically died.
که قبل از این که جسمانی بمیره از مرز انتخاب میزد.
Yeah, if it would be possible, the Bible would contradict itself.
بود,
I know it took a lot of time debunking these two lies. But if people keep holding to these lies,
that
God loves everybody and everybody always can be saved, there's no point of talking about this group of people. A group that God hates and it cannot be safe anymore. A group that actually God warns us for. Now, here's a common question that I often get when talking about this.
They
say, but what if these people believe on Jesus? Yeah. Would they not be saved? After all, whosoever believes shall perish and have everlasting life. Isn't believing Jesus not required to get saved? And the answer is yes. Yeah, that verse holds, absolutely. If they would believe, they would be saved. But it doesn't contradict what I just showed you. The problem is not if they believe, the problem is that they are incapable of believing. They cannot be brought to a place where they
can
actually believe. Now, why is that? Because God has blinded their eyes. Go to John 12. John 12, 38 and 39. But it says that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because it as I said again.
تو کلامی که از عیای پیامبر گفت به اتمام رسد. ای خداوند کیست که خبر ما را باور کرد و بازوی خداوند به چه شکستی آشکار گردید و از آن جهت نتوانست ایمان آورند زیرا که اشعیا نیز گفت.
Yeah, so stay there. So this talks about rebellious people that did not listen to the voice of God in their lives.
صدای خداوند را تو زندگیشون نشنیدند.
Yeah, the prophets had spoken, they didn't listen. Notice that it says,
but دقت کنی که چی میگه.
They could not believe.
دیگه نمیتونن ایمان بیارن.
Why couldn't they believe?
چرا دیگه نمیتونن ایمان بیارن؟
Didn't they receive the report? Didn't they hear the preaching?
خداوند نشنیدن مشکلش چی بود؟
He had blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts that they should see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted and I should heal them.
چشمان ایشان را کور کرد، دلهای ایشان را سخت ساخت تا به چشمان خود نبینند، به دلهای خود نفهمند و بر نگردند تا ایشان را شفا دهند.
Yeah, so who blinded their eyes?
کی چشمان را کور کرد؟
Who hardened their hearts?
کی قلبشون را سنگ کرد؟
The Lord did.
خداوند.
They could not believe because God made sure they couldn't.
ایمان بیارن چون خداوند دیگه چشمانشون را بسته نبینند.
If they could believe,
اگر
they would be saved.
بیارن, بله, میتونستن ایمان بیارن.
But God stopped them from happening.
اما در اون لحظه و سنگی دلشون خداوند کورشون کرد.
Because God loved them no more.
چون خداوند دیگه ازشون دوستشون نداره.
They had crossed a line with God.
اگر مرز خداوند گذشتن و به نفرت خداوند.
And I already gave you four examples.
چهار تا نمونه رو بهتون دادم که خداوند ازشون
نداره. Of certain things that people.
مثالی که مردم میکنن که خداوند به کراهت میرسه.
That did certain things.
یه سری کارهایی یه نفر میکنه که
ensured themselves
and destiny in hell. مقصد جهنمشون میشه.
And why do you know for sure they go there?
جهنم میرن.
Because God does something in their heart.
خداوند در قلبشون.
God blinds their eyes.
خداوند کورشون میکنه. خداوند چشمشون.
God actively makes sure that these people end up at the place they should go.
خداوند خودش به جایی میرسونتشون که اونا مطمئن شن به جایی برن که باید.
Yeah, they're basically rejected by God.
یعنی کلاً ضد خدا رد میشن.
Yeah, even before they physically die on this earth.
حتی قبل از اینکه جسمانی
بمیرند. They lost their opportunity to get saved.
موقعیتشون رو از دست میدن دیگه نجات پیدا نکنن.
Now the Bible talks about this group of people.
در مورد این گروه صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, that is rejected by God.
که ضد خدا.
With different terms.
And
I'll just give you some of them.
Yeah,
a term I often use is the word reprobate.
Reprobate.
We'll see a little later in Romans 1 where that comes up. But in Jeremiah 6:30, it actually, in Farsi it probably uses a different word. But just read Jeremiah 6:30. Yeah, I will read it in English. Wait a moment. The reprobate silver shall not call them because the Lord has rejected them.
آنان نقره مردود خوانده می شوند زیرا خداوند آنان را رد کرده مردود شده.
It talks of people who are rejected by God.
مردود شدن بر ضد خدا.
Another name that is often used for them is sons of Belial.
پسرهای
Yeah, which means sons of the devil, which is also the term that's being used. Yeah? Now the controversial part will come. Yeah, we've talked through this, and clearly we can see from scripture, yeah, there is such a group. Yeah? Now, the controversial part is that the Bible actually gives us ways to recognize people from this group. Because it's not only that God loves them no more, it's not only that God dooms them to go to hell for eternity, He also gives them over to the reprobate mind, a mind that is not working normally anymore. Yeah, something changes in them when they cross that line with God, and God gives them over. Go to Romans 1 and read for now verses 18 till 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath shewed it in unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. To 20.
زیرا غضب خدا از آسمان به ظهور میرسد علیه هر بیدینی و شرارت مردمانی که حقیقت را با شرارت سرکوب میکنند، چون که آنچه از خدا میتوان شناخت در ایشان آشکار است، زیرا خدا آن را بر ایشان آشکار کرده است. زیرا که چیزهای نادیده او، یعنی قدرت سرمدی الوهیتش از آفرینش عالم، به وسیله کارهای او فهمیده و دیده میشود تا ایشان را عذری نباشد.
Now here's what I want you to notice, and it will come up over and over again.
بارها و بارها
it is talking about a people
مورد گروهی صحبت میکنه.
And have received truth, the truth.
که حقیقتی رو دریافت کردن.
But they have rejected that truth.
اون حقیقت رو رد کردن.
God has revealed himself to them.
خداوند خودش رو به اونها.
They are without excuse.
بدون گناه، بدون مشکلن.
Yeah. They ignored the truth.
حقیقت رو ندیدن.
Didn't care.
دیگه براشون مهم
نیست. 21 to 23.
21 تا 23.
Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of incorruptible God into an image, made like the two corruptible men, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things.
زیرا هرچند خدا را شناختند ولی او را چون خدا تمجید و سپاسگزاری نکردند بلکه در افکار خود باطل گردیده دل بی‌فهم ایشان تاریک گشت ادعای حکمت می‌کردند و احمق گردیدند جلال خدای ناپذیر را به تمثال شبیه انسان فانی و پرندگان و حیوانات و خزندگان تبدیل نمودند
They knew God.
خدا را شناختند.
They had knowledge of the truth.
اطلاعات خداوند رو به کاملی داشتند.
But they rejected that.
اما انقدر این حقیقت رو رد کردند.
They didn't glorify God. They didn't
خدا رو جلال ندادند. خدا رو نپرستیدند.
They rejected him.
خدا رو رد کردند.
Now, what was the result of their rejection of the truth? It says they became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish hearts were darkened. So they're basically they're moving themselves away from the truth, away from God.
Yeah?
They were moving themselves to worshipping things that are false
gods.
Now, did these people had a chance
at some
point in their life to seek after God? Yes, they had. Yeah, they didn't start out that way.
اول زندگیشون اول تولدشون به این حد نمیرسن.
Yeah, but they didn't.
اما نکردن.
Now, let's see what the result is.
نتیجه چی میشه بعد از اینکه این همه
خدا رو رفت. کسایی
که توی این مسیر خدا رو رفت.
24. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
پس خدا نیز ایشان را در شهوات دل خودشان به ناپاکی تسلیم فرمود. تا در میان خود بدنهای خیش را بی حرمت سازند.
Yeah, so as a result of rejecting the truth, rejecting God. Now it says God gave them up. God is giving them to uncleanness.
به ناپاکی و کثیفی.
Yeah, but letting them go after their lust of their own hearts.
به شهوت‌های قلب خودشون برسند.
Yeah, they're going after things that the Bible says are unclean.
میگه ناپاک و نجسه برن سمت اونها.
They dishonor their bodies between themselves. And in a moment we'll see what that means. Yeah? But what I want you to notice is this as a result of them rejecting God. Yeah, that came first. And now God is them. Read verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Again, did they have truth? Yes, they had truth. They changed the truth into a lie.
به دروغ تبدیل کردن.
Yeah. Read verse 26 and 27.
26 و 27.
For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections for the woman, the change and natural use into which is against nature, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet.
از این سبب خدا ایشان را به هوس‌های شرم‌آور تسلیم نمود به نوعی که زنانشان نیز عمل طبیعی را به آنچه خلاف طبیعت است تبدیل نمودند و همچنین مردان هم کاربردی طبیعی زنان را ترک کرده از شهوات خود با یکدیگر سوختند مرد با مرد مرتکب اعمال زشت شده و سزای شایسته خطای خود را در خود یافت
Yeah, again, we see that God gave them up.
They rejected the truth.
Now God gave them up. Gave them up to what? Vile affections. What is a vile affection? They changed the natural use of woman
and
into which is against nature. Yeah, what is against nature? Yeah, man with man, woman with woman. Yeah, nature tells you that is not right. Yeah, man burning with lust for toward one another. Is there any confusion about which group we are talking about here?
Yeah.
So they rejected God.
They didn't also. They
turned the truth into a lie.
As
a result, God gave them up.
And
as a result of God giving them up, now they're into these vile affections. They're doing things that are not natural. Yeah, we're talking about the LGBTQ plus group. We're talking about sodomites.
Yeah?
And by the way, where does that word come from? Anybody knows?
City of Sodom.
Yeah, there was a city of Sodom.
If
you read, it's in Genesis 19. You're not going to read it now. If you read that, where were you? Where are you into? Men going after men. Yeah, that's where the word even comes from. And by the way, what happened to that city? Was burned with fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking here about people who go after strange flesh, queer, yeah. Not natural, not normal. Yeah. So we're given here an outside indicator that if you see people that burn the flesh for the same gender,
then
we can know that these are people that God has given up. Yeah? Now, does that mean we are able to identify everybody from this group? No, because some might not even have done it yet because they had not the chance to get in that place. And even more likely, most will be doing it when you are not watching. Yeah. Read verse 28. Yeah. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, Romans 1, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to those things which are not convenient.
و چون روا نداشتند که خدا را در دانش خود نگاه دارند، خدا ایشان را به ذهنی ناپسند واگذاشت تا کارهای ناشایسته به جا آورند.
They don't want even to retain God in his mind. They don't even want to think about God.
ایشون نمیخوان خدا وجود داشته باشه. خدا رو میخوان حذفش کنن.
Yeah, they don't want to have the God of the Bible in their knowledge.
خداوند هم ذهنشون باشه. اینقدر خدا متنفرن که نمیخوان بهش فکر کنن.
It says God gave them over.
و خداوند دستشان رو
اونها to a reprobate mind. Yeah. To a mind that is rejected, that doesn't think normally anymore. They're doing things that are not convenient, not natural. Yeah. Because no normal man burns with lust after another man. Yeah. Even the thought makes me throw up. Yeah. No normal woman burns with lust after another woman. It's not natural. It's not normal. Yeah. What it is the rotten fruit of people who have, who God has rejected. Yeah, because now they're going after their the lust of their flesh, doing whatever, doing vile things. Yeah, God removes the constraints.
Yeah,
yeah, their conscience is gone that would stop them from doing this. Yeah. It's a group that has crossed the line with God. Yeah. And now they cannot believe anymore. They are beyond salvation. There's no hope for them anymore.
Yeah.
For sure they go to hell. Yeah, and sometimes people use a curse word for them. And I don't know if that works in English. But they call them faggots. Yeah. Now, why do we use that word? Or why do people use that word? because they're anxious to be burnt. That's the whole idea behind it. Yeah? The reprobates, the one who God rejected,
these,
we can identify it because these are the Sodomites.
These
are your alphabet mafia. These are your pedophiles. Yeah, that's the outward expression that we can see. That's not the only outward expression that God gives. The Bible also tells us something else about them. Yeah, it says that they go into all unrighteousness. Yeah, why would that be? Because they have a conscience that is seared, that doesn't function anymore. Read the next verses in Romans 1. Yeah, they will do anything. People, we cannot, things we cannot fathom that a person would do. Yeah, because we have a conscience that stops us from doing this. Like men, burning with lust after other men. Let's read verses 29 and 32. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who know the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasures in them that do them.
مملو از هر ناراستی و زنا و شرارت و طمع و خباست، پر از حسد و قتل و جدال و مکر و بدگویی، تهمت زنندگان و غیبت کنندگان و دشمنان خدا، خیانت کنندگان، متکبران، لافزنان و ابداع کنندگان چیزهای بد و نافرمان به والدین، بی‌فهم و بی‌وفا، بی‌عاطفه و سرسخت، بی‌رحم، هر که هر چند حکم عادلانه خدا را می‌دانند که مرتکبان چنین کارها مستجب مرگ است، نه فقط آنها را انجام می‌دهند، بلکه آنهایی که مرتکب آنها می‌شوند را نیز تأکید می‌کنند.
Of course, when we read this list, we can all find ourselves somewhere in this list. There's some sin we have, disobeying the parents, we have disobeyed our parents.
But
the point is, they're going to all these things. They're just people who hate God.
که همه گناه رو با عشق انجام
میدن. Who are wicked people will love to
the mission. They lie, عاشق تهمت زدن و دروغ گفتن. عاشق آسیب رسوندن به همه.
Yeah, this chapter in Romans 1
این فصل در رومیان فصل 1
is given to us so we can recognize this group of people that hate God. Yeah, if you have psychopaths, which might be a future sermon title, psychopaths fall in the same group.
روانیان هم تو این گروه قرار میگیرن.
Because their conscience is gone.
دیگه وجدان ندارن. دیگه نمیفهمن دارن.
They have this reprobate mind.
این فکر مردود شده خدا رو دارن.
If you do research on psychopaths,
بگردی که دامال روانی ها رو بگردی.
Consistently, you will find that they're also sodomites. And of course, because they're also sodomites, they're also pedophiles. Yeah. These are people that hate God, they're enemies of God. Yeah. God loves them no more.
And their souls
to be burned, to go to hell. Yeah. Not because they were born that way. No, because they have rejected God. They knew the truth. They rejected the truth in unrighteousness. And they eventually crossed the line of God that God has now given them up. Yeah. Basically taking away their conscience, giving them this reprobate mind.
Now,
should we love these people?
آیا ما باید به این مردم محبت کنیم؟
No, we are to hate what God hates.
ما متنفریم از اونایی که خدا متنفره.
I hate these people. I discuss it by them.
ازشون کراهت
دارم. By their vile affections.
رفتارشونی که میبینم حالت تعب میگیرم.
Should we preach the gospel to them?
آیا انجیل عیسی مسیح رو باید براشون موعظه کنیم؟
My question is, to what purpose?
به چه هدفی موعظه کنیم؟
They can't be saved anymore.
دیگه کی نمیتونه نجات پیدا کنه؟ چرا وقتی
God has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts.
خدا کورشون کرده و قلبشون رو سنگ کرده. دیگه چیکار کنیم؟
You can preach all day long to them. They won't get saved.
از صبح تا شب موعظه کن. دیگه نجات پیدا نمیکنه.
Should we help these people?
آیا باید بهشون کمک کنی؟
No, why not?
چرا نه؟
Because they're enemies of God.
چون دشمن خدا.
And they don't want to be helping the enemies of God.
دشمن خداوند کمک.
Why not?
چرا؟
Let me show you. Go to 2 Chronicles 19. And this is a story of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And he's a good king. And he's teaming up with Ahab, king of Israel, who is a very bad king. And he's helping Ahab to battle against the king of Syria. Yeah. So the battle ends up with Ahab dying, and Jehoshaphat is returning to Jerusalem.
Now,
that's where we start reading. Read verses 1 and 2 from 2 Chronicles chapter 19. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee before the Lord."
یهوشافات پادشاه یهودا به سلامت به خانه خود در اورشلیم بازگشت. اما یهویه نبی پسر هنانیا به دیدار او بیرون رفته و به یهوشافات پادشاه گفت: آیا شایسته است که شریران را یاری دهی و کسانی را که از خداوند بیزارند دوست بداری؟ از این رو غضب از جانب خداوند بر تو آمده است؟
Yeah, so God, after the battle, God sends a prophet to Jehoshaphat. And he delivers the message, God's wrath is on you. God's angry with you. You are in trouble with God. What's the reason? He has assisted, he has helped, he has loved the ungodly, those who hate God. Yeah, we better pay attention what the Bible says before we call God's wrath on our lives. Yeah, be helping those who hate God. Now, let me close with a disclaimer.
Yeah,
not everybody who connects themselves to this Alphabet Napier group is necessarily a reprobate. Because some are connected to that because of culture, they feel pressured. These social justice warriors. They're brainwashed into it. Yes, they themselves do not
love
for the same
gender.
Some of them might even, by peer pressure, be getting into some of the activity and then they figure out it's not right, I don't want. Yeah, because it's such a cultural thing, not everybody who identifies with this group is a reprobate. So, when there's people that look like they're from this group, I still will preach the gospel. Now, as soon as I figure out they're actually full-blown sodomites, I will walk away and not waste my time. There's no point to it.
Now,
Christians can be very offended about people like me talking about the sodomites. But they get offended for the wrong reasons. Yeah, God hates reprobates. He loves them no more. They're endless to be burned. If you look at the biblical punishment of this, Leviticus 23 is to put them to death. Yeah? They're hated for God. There is no hope for them. And we need to use wisdom when we deal with them. Because they're also dangerous people. They can sound all nice. They can be all friendly. But they would lie to your face. Remember, they don't have a conscience that stops them from doing things in our
lives.
And if they hate God, if they don't even want to keep God in their knowledge, they will hate everything that God loves. includes you.
ممکنه شما باشین چون خداوند دوستتون
داره. They will defile
بخون تو رو تحصیل کنن هر چی که از خداوند هست.
That's right. Why we need to protect our children from them.
بچه ها رو حفاظت کنیم که این آدم های پلید در دیگه بچه ها.
Yes. Therefore, in our church,
the kiddisai ma.
Sodomites are not allowed.
Sodomi اجازه نداره بیاد.
If a sodomite walks in,
اگر sodomi بیاد تو
کلیسا, they will be physically removed from the building. And I will ask you to help carry them out if they don't go themselves. And I'll lock them. And I'm serious. I don't want them here. The haters of God. Yeah. Why not? What? They're executing biblical judgment on them. I don't agree with the Afghanian government or the general.
نمیتونم موافق نیستم با کارهایی که انجام میدن ایرانی ها با
they're right on this.
اما اینو درست انجام میدن.
Yeah, and our Western governments are not right.
غربمون اشتباه میکنن.
Yeah, because God says these people are not fit to live in our society.
جامعه همون آسیب میرسونه. میگن.
Because they're all destructive, they're dangerous.
نه تنها برای خودشون خطر دارن بلکه خطر دارن برای بچه‌هامون.
They're enemies.
دشمنان خداوند. Enemies of people.
Enemies of everything that's good. Yeah, and we should learn to hate what God hates and love what God
loves.
Yeah, for these people, hold God loves them no more.
Now,
of course, as a Christian, yeah, that is never something that applies to us. Yeah, because the Bible talks about that. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I don't perhaps remember that reference, but it's somewhere in Corinthians. Yeah? Amen.
Amen.